Welcome to a new episode of Sweet. I'm so bored of my normal intro. Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. I am afraid that the times of really creative intros are long gone, but maybe I have to bring them back. I don't know. Well, for this episode, I have no script, but I know what I want to talk about, and it's online dating. I don't know if that's a good decision, to be honest. I have no idea what I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna make it raw and honest and spontaneous. Yeah, just picture me sitting here in a baby pink Disney hoodie, and was it last episode or the episode before when I talked about my histamine intolerance? Well, it turns out I'm severely allergic to something, which I ate yesterday, which I can't pinpoint. That's the worst part. And definitely woke up at 5 a.m. this morning because of that weird allergic reaction that I had. So fun. But at least you're more productive. That's definitely something that a lot of successful people have figured out without histamine intolerance, is that getting up early, you get a lot of things done. So I've been up for 6 hours and it's not even noon, and that's quite interesting, and I've accomplished quite a lot today, which is great. Yeah, so everything has its pros and cons, and we can only thrive if we keep our eyes on the horizon, on the positive things. That's definitely also my motto when it comes to online dating. You might have heard my Tinder episode, episode 30, Tinderina, where I basically took you on a wild ride through my entire Tinder experience earlier this year. I then proceeded to deleting my Tinder account because I just didn't feel like it anymore. And then I had quite a tough personal time, so I wasn't really interested in dating. And now I'm actually on OkCupid because quite many people recommended it to me and, you know, said they had only heard positive things about the app or were using it themselves and were really happy about it. So I thought I should try it. And I'm going to be really honest here. I kept an OkCupid diary because I thought I could do something similar to my Tinder experience. But to be honest, those apps are so similar. I don't even know what I could talk about here. So I don't really want to talk about my personal experience on this app. I just want to talk about online dating. I still think that one of the biggest issues we have with online dating is the perceived amount of people that we have access to. And that by swiping through profile after profile, we kind of desensitize ourselves to human value. That's kind of what I would call it. It feels like, you know, you see a person and you learn to judge that person immediately in regards to the pictures and the text that this person has provided in their bio. And I still have such a huge issue with that because you can't really find out from swiping if you're compatible with someone or not. What I've also realized time and time again is that physical attraction and being drawn to that person physically is immensely important. And even though you may call me superficial or whatever, I don't care, but looks are important and they're kind of the first thing that we notice, even when we see a person in real life. So that's only fair to do that in online dating as well. But I think the extent to which that is kind of exacerbated online is a whole new level of superficiality. I don't know if I'm making sense here. Maybe this whole talk was just an expression of my frustration. I don't know if you've heard that. I try to be really positive and keep my eyes on the horizon, as I said. But sometimes it's really hard to hang in there, especially when you keep getting matches and then people that you had conversations with kind of don't respond anymore, new people message you, and it's a constant stream of texting. And yeah, I think it's really important to make that fun and to make it an enjoyable experience. And I've said that in my Tinder episode. I'm going to repeat it here. Don't use these apps when you don't feel your best. Don't go on there if you want validation. Just validate yourself and work on yourself and work on your mindset regarding your own value. Because once you realize how valuable you are, how unique you are, how beautiful you are, and we're talking beautiful on all different levels, internally and externally as well. Once you realize those things, your whole dating experience, whether in real life or online, is going to change for the better. And to be honest, I'm going to be really honest here. I've had a rough patch in my personal life, health-wise especially, and I purchased so many dating programs that teach you how to be more attractive, how to attract people, how to addict people to you, how to like basically employ the entire range of NLP techniques to your dating life. I don't know if you've heard of NLP. It stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And those are techniques that basically, if you want to be really mean, they teach you how to manipulate people. But you can, of course, use these techniques for your advantage and for the advantage of another person. And for your advantage, it's definitely by using those techniques on yourself to improve your mindset. Because sometimes fake it till you make it is really the way to go. And sometimes it helps to pretend that you are more confident than you actually feel in that moment. And then you start feeling confident. And there are so many different techniques in NLP that you can use to feel better and to get your mindset to where it needs to be for the day. So I don't know if I should encourage you to look into it. Maybe not. Maybe don't spend $200 on online dating programs that are supposed to teach you so many incredible secrets that you haven't ever heard of. I'm being sarcastic here. But yeah, reading them actually brought to the surface what I knew already, and that's start with yourself, really. Start by focusing on your own life and making your life so full of wonderful experiences and people that another person can't resist you. And stop focusing on attracting a partner from a perspective or standpoint of lack. Because when you wish for something, you essentially focus on the fact that you lack it, that you don't have it. Rather than that, make space in your life for a potential person and focus on all the beautiful things that you already have in your life. And by going after what you love and expressing yourself authentically, you will draw cooler people and more fitting people into your life and into your circle. And who knows what will happen then? Maybe the right person for you is already one of them. Maybe a mutual friend will introduce you. Maybe you will pursue your hobby once that's possible again. I mean, in the form of a course or something outside of your home. And you'll pursue your hobby if that's possible and meet a cool person through that. And I don't know if I'm taking things too far here, but I can only reiterate, it is so important to keep yourself in check and to focus on your values, know what you want, and to build a life that you enjoy living. And I know it's tough when outside circumstances are as they are right now. We're not back to normal, and I know that can weigh heavy on some people, but try to look at the advantages. Just make a list of all the things that you are grateful for, the things that you look forward to. That really helped me. I did that the other day. I made a list of all the things I'm grateful for and all the things I'm looking forward to. And my list was quite long, and it was so inspiring and so uplifting to do that. So I totally encourage you to do that. Write down everything that you look forward to, and you'll see that you have so much to be thankful for, to be grateful for, and that your love life is just one part of your entire life, and there are different areas that are all equally as important. So yeah, that's kind of my advice. So this was not really a good review of OkCupid, I would say. For me personally, it did not differ from Tinder a lot. If I had the choice, which I do technically, I mean, not technically, I do have the choice, right? So I'm probably going back on Tinder. If you had asked me before, you know, which app I prefer, I would have guessed OkCupid. But to be honest, to me, Tinder was fun. I mean, I had more fun on Tinder for whatever reason. I don't know why, but yeah. I think this is it for me. Again, I can only recommend write down the things you're grateful for and the things you're looking forward to, and you will have a positive feeling immediately. Now, if you're just tuning in for the first time, please take a leap of faith and subscribe to my podcast. And even if you are a returning listener, then feel free to subscribe. Also, if you're listening to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, then please rate it and leave me a review. That would be super cool and help me out a lot. Thank you so much if you've done that already. And yeah, other than that, that's it from me for this episode. And I'll catch you in the next one next week. Until then, have a great week. Bye.